Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Family traditions are never more in evidence than during the holiday season. Some were brought here by grandparents or have been created along the way. Here to tell us about holiday traditions celebrated by some Vermont families is Melissa Passanen. She writes for the Save a Vore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Great to be here. Happy holidays,
Happy
Rick.
Happy holidays. One of the families you spoke with was the Howergans. Tell us a little bit about them.
So this is a seventh-generation dairy farming family. They now run four different farms in Fairfield and Fairfax. The family first came over in the 1840s through Canada from Ireland, and they proudly fly the Irish flag alongside the U.S. Stars and Stripes. Patriarch of the current generation, Harold Harrigan Sr., passed away in 2009, but I got a chance to visit with his wife, Anne, a retired school teacher, and one of their daughters, Bridget Harrigan Rivett, a few weeks ago. And holidays are a big thing for them. They have a big family. For years, Thanksgiving would be like 75 people. Bridget said you basically found a spot anywhere you could to sit. Christmas is a little smaller, about 20 or so, 25 immediate family members, and they have a lot of wonderful recipes that are traditional to the family.
Well, tell us about those traditions.
There are so many family recipes, in fact, in the extended Harrigan family, that they have their own family cookbook, which is kind of cool. But they said they have a sort of an interesting mix of existing longtime family traditions and newer ones. One of the longtime traditions for the holidays is mincemeat pie, real mincemeat made with family hunted venison. There are a number of hunters in the family. And Anne usually makes a big batch with dried fruit, spices, the family's maple syrup. They also have a maple syrup operation that's pretty big. And she freezes those in pie size Ziplocs and then makes those throughout the holiday season. And for Christmas, they almost always have both a venison roast and a stuffed turkey. And the stuffing is famed, and we have the recipe or method for that up on the website. The difference between the stuffing of Thanksgiving and Christmas is sort of a fun thing. Anne's dad's birthday was Christmas Eve, and he always chose to have oyster stew for his Christmas Eve birthday dinner. So the stuffing for Christmas had any leftover oysters in it. So that was kind of a cool thing. And then the most important family tradition they shared with me for Christmas is something they call Irish bread, obviously related to their Irish heritage. It's a yeasted, sweet bread with currants in it. And every year to this day, she's 83, Anne makes about 30 loaves of this bread in the weeks leading up to Christmas to give away to friends and family.
Oh, I love it. You also talk to people who have Eastern European traditions. Let's start with a tradition that I'm familiar with, the Slovak Holy Supper.
Well, so do we get to hear about your experience, Rick?
Not enough time.
All right. So I visited with Michelle Alexander, who lives in Milton, and she grew up in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, not too far from you, right, Rick? And she said, in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, everybody's house smells like cabbage. Those Polish folks, they eat a lot of cabbage. So she remembers the tradition from Christmas of her childhood, the Holy Supper. So that's a very specific set of courses, and we'll talk about that in a moment with someone else I chatted with. But the thing that she has carried with her from that Holy Supper is her family's recipe for pierogi, which, for those of you who don't know, they're basically a little dumpling filled with maybe potato cheese, maybe some cabbage, sauerkraut sometimes. And she still makes about 200 to 300 a year for her family. Her kids, who are now grown, really love them. And every family has a different recipe. She recalled that at one point she had a fight with her best friend about whose recipe was right. She said to me she was wrong. She made those for us, and they were absolutely delicious, drenched in butter and onions, of course.
Yeah. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing holiday food traditions. Melissa, you also spoke with someone who has brought Polish traditions with her to Vermont from New Jersey.
Yeah, so Allison Kozakowski-Konant married into the dairy farming family in Richmond, the Konants. Both sides of her family are Polish-Lithuanian. And she has a 93-year-old grandmother still with us today. And they do also have a family pierogi recipe. But she said her memories of big holiday gatherings were actually more about guumpki. Did I say that right?
You did, very well.
Which are the stuffed cabbage in her family, usually a combination of beef and pork with some rice, a lot of onions and garlic, maybe in a tomato sauce. And then also very special for Christmas was the poppy seed bread, a recipe passed down from Allison's maternal grandmother who passed away before she was born. And also a couple different cookie recipes, one called kalachki, which are little shortbread cookies sort of folded over a little jam center, and something called krushiki, which are like a crisp, like a funnel cake that are sort of twisted like a straw dusted with powdered sugar.
Oh, I'm getting homesick now. And you talked with someone who moved to the U.S. from Poland and keeps those traditions alive.
You actually turned me on to this person, Rick, you know, Louisa Bloomberg. She moved to the U.S. with her family when she was 14 and is now married, obviously adult, and raising a family in Shelburne. And she actually makes pierogies that she sells through some local markets in the Burlington area. And she makes the pierogies year-round, but they are also a really key part of the 12-course Christmas Eve Holy Supper, which she observes very precisely with her family. So I won't go through the whole list, but there's a whole set of courses that range from a white borscht type of soup to different kinds of pierogi to a fish served with a red sauce that represents the blood of Christ. And so she does that every year with her family. And she invited me to stop by, and I just might do that.
And are there any holiday traditions that your family continues or have started?
So my family is a blended family. I have Jewish heritage, and my husband was raised celebrating Christmas, although not particularly religiously. But his family is Finnish. So for Hanukkah, which was early this year, earlier in December, I always do a huge potato pancake fest. And I think I'm going to serve those later in December, about now, this time when my kids come home from school. And then we always do, right around Christmas, Finnish pula bread or coffee bread, which actually is somewhat similar to a challah bread. It's a rich braided dough, but in the case of the Finns, they put cardamom in it, and we always freshly grind the cardamom from the pods, which is lovely. And then my kids have one recipe they absolutely adore, and I've been serving that for Christmas breakfast for a really long time, which is actually a King Arthur flour recipe for maple bacon biscuits, which is awesome.
That's a great tradition to start.
Yes. You know, it's a Vermont tradition, right?
It is. Well done. Melissa Passanen writes for the Save a War section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Always good to be here, Rick.